Well, it's great to be joined on the line as usual by Sarah Tucker from CKLG Accountants in festive gear this morning. Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. Busy time of year as always for accountants because we've got tax coming up and we'll talk about that in a second. But how are you coping with that? Is it sort of pretty much business as usual?
We are actually. In fact, we're really busy, I have to say, because I think, you know, this year has been so disruptive for lots of reasons. And the tax return deadline is looming and it's not going to go away. And, you know, whilst the Chancellor has given a small reprieve on some tax payments that were due in July, mm-hmm. 31st of January is fast approaching. I don't want to wish this year away, or maybe I do actually.
I think we all do.
But, you know, there's not a lot of time now to get papers together, get a tax return filed, quantify the tax and get it settled. So, yeah, we've seen, you know, a bit of a lull for obvious reasons over this year. But now we're just very, very busy keeping everybody compliant.
Right. OK, let's just catch up, first of all, then, with where we're at since last we spoke in terms of support for businesses and that are available, the employed and the self-employed.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't spoke for a while, actually. I know Alex has been talking to you a lot about just how businesses are coping with their cash flow, etc. But just a quick update on what the government support out there is at the moment. We've got the third round of the self-employed income support scheme, which is open to claim until 29th of January 2021. Just be mindful, though, that they have tightened the criteria for an eligibility to claim, that you've got to still be trading, you've got to be intending to trade, your profit and your income has to be significantly reduced as a result of COVID, you must still intend to trade beyond the pandemic. You know, can we put a date on beyond this pandemic?
No.
You know, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, you have to have these good intentions. And also, I think it would be incredibly advisable to keep evidence. So if you keep management accounts, then, you know, have those to hand. If you've got evidence of emails, etc., or letters where you've had contractors or business that have pulled out, you know, cancelling contracts, etc., just evidence of reduced business. And also if you've had to self-isolate or you've been poorly yourself, just keep evidence. The grant was going to be less, but they've now bumped it back up to the 7,500, which is good. I think we are acutely aware that the conditions are getting tighter for eligibility to claim. And I know some people, some clients of ours have actually thought about claiming the bounce back loan instead. That's 50,000, no interest for the first year. Repayable over 12 months, if not longer, just because it is a loan, and it seems to me that it might be a bit more simpler to claim than having to maybe justify these SEISS conditions later on. And of course, the furlough scheme, that's been extended to the end of March as well. So, you know, and they're just going back to the SEISS, there's going to be a round four. So we know we're in this till the end of March, if not beyond. That's where we are with it. But the claims are now there. You can make them if you're self-employed, but just keep evidence.
And we've talked about this before. There's going to come a day when all of this is going to need to be paid back in some way, shape or form. And some murmurings of changes to tax already.
Yeah, there is. And think about Rishi's position, because it's incredibly difficult for him, because in the Conservatives' manifesto in 2019, they did promise not to raise taxes. So what's he going to do without ruffling too many feathers?
Yeah.
It's a difficult one. And the latest news, and it is, well, it's not actually news, it's just musings at the moment, just discussions amongst parliamentary people, is possibly a reform to capital gains tax. They're very conscious that there's a disparity between the tax, the capital gains tax rates that we pay, and the income tax rates that we pay. Now, currently, income tax is 20, 40 or 45%. Capital gains tax can be 10, 18, 28, or 20. I've got those last two the wrong way around. But it depends on the type of asset that you're disposing. And back in the 90s, in the 1990s, when I started out in tax, the income tax rates then were 25% and 40%. And capital gains tax was aligned with income tax. So right. If you paid income tax at those rates, that was the capital gains tax you paid. So I think it wouldn't surprise me if we did see a bit of an alignment. Simplification is always good as well. You know, why do we need four rates of capital gains tax? Often when an individual disposes of an asset, they actually get a hybrid rate depending on what their income tax levels are.
Right.
So that would never surprise me. And of course, there's also at the moment we can dispose of assets and realise gains of up to $12,300 without paying capital gains tax. Now, these officials think that's too high, so we can expect that. They do. So not only are they going to reduce that, but they're going to have us pay more capital gains tax. An interesting point, actually, that, you know, for me, that I think is could be quite difficult, is that they want to remove the capital gains tax uplift on death. So, you know, when you or I inherit an asset from somebody that's died, you effectively inherit it at the value, the probate value, the value on death.
Right.
So any inherent capital gain that's accrued over the years just completely disappears. So the beneficiary can sell an asset pretty much tax-free if they sell it fairly quickly after they've inherited it. Now, if they take that away, reduce the capital gains tax annual exemption and increase the tax rates.
Wow.
That could be quite a big take.
Yeah.
Now, they have just sort of mentioned that they might just remove this capital gains tax-free uplift on assets that qualify for inheritance tax reliefs or exemptions. So that's a bit of a softener, but quite how far they'll go, who knows. I was reading the newspapers actually over the weekend, and another group of, I want to say tax nerds actually, but
that puts you in the same group. Yes.
I mean, they're talking actually about a wealth tax as well, and they're going to sort of disguise it as a COVID recovery tax, and it is actually going to be a wealth tax. And there's many countries out there, like just to name a few, France, Spain, Canada, and some of the European countries that actually do have a wealth tax. But what surprised me actually is the limit that they could impose this tax on. On individuals with wealth of $500,000. Now, bearing in mind property prices,
an awful lot of people in Cambridge have just collapsed.
Is a lot of people that are going to be affected by this. They're talking about it being a one-off tax payable, maybe over a five-year period, but at a 5% rate on asset values with a benchmark of 500,000, as you say, that's going to be an awful lot of people that are caught. They're on about bringing, just if you're UK resident, you could be caught.
Right.
So who knows? These are only, it's just talk at the moment. Oh. You know, we don't even know when the next budget's going to be. You know, crikey, it was last March. That was the last time we had a budget. There was supposed to be one in October, November time. That was cancelled. You know, we're all sort of living in the dark at the moment. You know, what we have to do is just probably focus on compliance and getting those tax returns in. And I think, you know, there's those of you, those that are worried about the tax bills that are due imminently. You know, we have, there's a date that I just do want to mention, and that's 30th of December 2020. Because you're filing your tax return online, and if you're employed, and paying tax under the PAYE arrangements, and your tax bill for 1920 is £3,000 or less, if you get your tax return submitted electronically by the 30th of December 2020, then you can ask HMRC to collect the tax underpayment through your PAYE code.
Right.
So that means it will be collected on a monthly basis from next April. Now, I'd rather do that than pay the tax man, whatever it is, on the 31st of January 2021. So that's the first date that's coming up. And of course, then the next date is the filing date, 31st of January 2021, whereby everybody should be submitting their tax returns for the year to 5th of April 2020. The tax is also due on that date for that year. And if you make payments of tax on account for this tax year, this horrible tax year that's been affected by COVID, you can actually reduce those payments on account, knowing that your income for this tax year is going to be less.
Right.
But don't forget that, you know, we've talked earlier about these SEISS grants. They are sadly still taxable income. So whilst you might think your business profit, your income, business profits, etc., are all lower, you've had more expenses, you've still got to include those SEISS grants as taxable income. So that's something to bear in mind.
Sarah, can I just point out, we are coming up to Christmas.
I know. That's some good news.
Come on, cheer us up. Because you've been supporting, CKLG have been supporting Ben Blows, haven't you, with his Tom's Trust 31 marathons.
What an amazing man. Now, I don't know if my husband runs marathons, so I have tried on many occasions to watch on the television to spot him. But, of course, I never spot him. But I do have spotted Ben before.
Oh, right.
Of course, he's the chap that's always run the marathons with a washing machine on his back. He's doing a phenomenal job, and he lives locally to us, and we have seen him out and about. But can we just give him, you know, a big shout out, and just to keep him going? Crikey, the blisters he must have on his feet.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be him.
He's trying to do 31 marathons during this month, and he wants to raise 31,000. And I'm pretty sure he's exceeded that already.
Yeah.
But, you know, on behalf of Tom's Trust, you know, and Ben, just a big shout out from all of us at CKLG, a terrific charity to be supporting. You know, Debs and I did a show with you a while ago now, for 105. So, just all the best, Ben. Keep going.
Yeah, think of him on Christmas morning. Sarah, lovely to talk to you as always. Love to everybody at CKLG. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll catch up in January.
Yes, look forward to it.